This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a chilly Monday morning. Big week coming up. First week of December, of course. Green Bay Packers taking it. Boy, I'd like to know the ratings for Thursday night's game against the Lions. Because you're right. The Lions are everybody's darlings.
They are. And people just, and not only their darlings, it's almost anointed.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, well, these guys are going to win this. And I wonder where the Packers are going to end up. It's like, Packers could still win this thing.
But, absolutely.
But with all that said, it's nice to see them where they are.
The Lions?
Yeah.
Might be getting a little full of themselves. A little.
What about the Vikings? Where are they?
Did you see that yesterday? I give them credit, man. They needed a touchdown, and they drove right down, and they got a touchdown.
Yeah.
They're a good football team.
Do you think they're that good?
I hate to say it, but I think they're going to get to the playoffs, and then they're going to, not
quite. I think they're the type of team that, like, what they looked in that fourth quarter yesterday versus the first half was completely different. So I think they're one of those teams that, when they get hot, they're really good.
Yeah.
And when they're not hot, they're,
right.
Pretty average.
Okay.
That's the way I see them. But when they're on, oh, boy.
But so Thursday, that's a huge game.
Huge game.
Yeah.
You're right.
Maybe the biggest regular season game of the season so far. Yeah. The most anticipated for like a national audience.
Yeah, I'm sure there won't be a lot of commercials.
Hello, Gizmo.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, buddy.
Gizmo.
How are you?
Good to see you.
Hey, you did a nice job as JFK that night.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Very nice.
Yeah, no, that was so much
fun. Did
you
memorize that whole thing?
No. Oh, no. Okay. I did put it in my head. I did have some of it. Committed to memory, but I didn't want to seem like I memorized it. I wanted to sort of seem like I was reading it, just because that's what he did at the event. He did read it.
Yeah, let me say, that was very good. that was my Kennedy.
That wasn't bad. I mean, you have a good Boston accent, Gizmo.
Yeah.
Todd, I just got a not bad.
It was pretty good, John.
Thank you.
Better than your Arnold Schwarzenegger on
Wednesday. Oh, boy.
Or all that.
That was bad.
Oh, I was comparing it to all that singing. So, yeah.
Look
that's
at the
okay.
Monkey.
Should have heard his Arnold Schwarzenegger on Wednesday. Boy. It was.
Hello, Madeline. This is the president. Jackie is gone for the weekend. I just became like John Lennon.
Yeah.
The trick he's gone for the weekend.
I think the trick to Arnold is to just scream when he's like he screams. You know that.
I know, right? Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
Yeah, you're right. Hello, Gizmo.
No, Gizmo, you did a great job. And like reminding our listeners that you performed at the Northland Hotel for their 100th anniversary, and you performed John Kennedy when he was senator and elected very soon after that, which I thought was cool.
I got to tell you something. Mark Daniels, longtime radio guy here, legendary, writing a book in his career in sports casting, broadcasting. Right? And we were talking about how we both grew up. We're almost exactly the same age. And we both grew up, of course, Packers, yada, 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 yada. He and I, we think, stood together in 1973 at the Northland Hotel trying to get autographs.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
And we didn't stick around long. I was with my two brothers. We didn't stay long. He did. And he got O.J. Simpson's autograph.
Wow. Okay.
Yay.
Isn't that funny, though?
Yeah.
Someone took a snapshot in 1973. Yeah. There's me, Mark, and O.J. Simpson walking down the road.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, Gizmo, you evergreen.
So
you got a lot going on.
So there's a lot going on, actually. It's the month of December. As you know, Christmas is right around the corner. I start thinking about Christmas in October because there's just so much going on. There's things that you have to plan.
Well, especially with Thanksgiving so late this year, right?
Yeah, it was so
late. It's like
late.
Normally you got that extra week to kind of prepare.
And people are going to really realize that in about a week.
Yeah, they're going to be like, wow, what?
Wait, 2 weeks?
Yeah. So basically, there's a lot of shows going on, and I want to talk about those. But one of the things that I'm working on that I've done every year now, I've estimated more than 15 years, where I did a one-man show up until last year. And it's the story of A Christmas Carol with Scrooge. And I would go to assisted living facilities, usually 2 to 3 a year, right around Christmas, and I would bring the show. I've got a little score that I bought online, and it's a little music that goes with it, and play it on my little CD player. And it was a great performance, and everybody loved it, and it always went over good. And this past year, I was telling some people about it in the theater, and they're like, wow, I'd like to get in on that. That'd be great. So I've actually assembled a cast of 5 people for this year, and we're going to 2 different assisted living facilities, and then we're also going to do a show at Green Bay Community Theater, which is crazy. Yeah. Well, like, you know, I talked to the people over there, and I'm like, hey, you know, I'd like to do 1 free show if I could. And they're like, that'd be great, you know. So Friday, December 20th, I will be at Green Bay Community Theater doing a free show, 7 o'clock.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, and they accept donations, of course. but
hey,
wow. What? Jim, if you go... I want you to show your appreciation. Give it to him.
Show that donation. Give it to him.
No, Gizmo, the reason Johnny's bringing that up is we're on our honeymoon, and we were over in Europe, and we took a tour of Buckingham Palace, and this lady, she spent all day with us, and
The tour guide
was a lady who was the tour guide. She's this older lady, and she was great, and gave us this detailed tour, and it was all day. And then we got on a bus, took back to the hotel, right? And she goes, well, you guys were just a great group to be with, and I would be grateful if you could show your appreciation. You know, and she had this, like, little hat or something.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And this guy stands up, this old guy goes, let's give her a round of applause. And everybody clapped, and then we got off the bus. She didn't get a nickel.
She had no tips.
Aww.
So that's my go-to line. Everybody says they're taking donations.
Well, in the theater community, the reward is the applause. So, okay, you know, we do appreciate that.
I hope she was
greatly rewarded.
Tons of rewards there.
More rewards than you can handle.
She may have gone to theater after that.
Right.
But anyway, so this one man... turned into 5 person.
Yeah.
And it's so now Christmas Carol.
Yeah, it's a Christmas Carol. And I did find some people that I thought were just really great for those roles. I split them up. I found a guy that has done Scrooge, and then I found this girl who's in the community that has this beautiful soft voice. You know, that'd be great for all the female lines. And then I got a guy I got a great laugh for the jovial Christmas present, you know, the big laugh that he has, you know. And the great thing about that story is...
Who plays Tiny Tim?
I'm actually going to do Tiny Tim. Yeah, I have a character sort of when I do Tiny Tim, I have to sort of go into that character, and it's this sort of little buck-toothed European kid.
So who are you playing then? You play Scrooge and Tiny Tim?
Well, okay, I did all the characters, but I'm actually only narrating this time. I'm going to narrate. Oh, okay. I'm going to do Fred Scrooge and then Tiny Tim.
Fun.
And then I divided all the other voices up to everyone else.
And the Green Bay Community Theater, that's small, but yeah, it's great.
120 or 50 or 80. I don't know. It's like 200 seats or something. I have no idea. but yeah, we'd love to fill it up. That would be great. And the great thing about December 20th is that all the other shows are going to be done by then.
Yes.
So there really won't be much going on. And it's right before Christmas. So if you're looking for something to do, it's like, oh, it's such a great story.
It's awesome.
We're setting it up as a radio script. And I actually purchased it that way. I got the rights to perform it. And we're setting it up where I'm going to have these old looking microphones that we're going to stand in front. And then I'm going to introduce as if we're at a radio station and that kind of thing. So just sort of a different take on the story, you know.
The only competition I have on my calendar is HWE boxing.
What?
That guy's doing that thing?
The wrestling.
Wrestling.
Yeah,
I meant wrestling. So.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I think those are 2 different audiences.
But yeah, now, they really are. You know that he played Tiny Tim in a St. Norbert production,
he
right?
Did?
No, not St. Norbert. No.
Oh, where?
No. I was in grade school, John.
I thought it was St. Norbert.
No, Holy Redeemer.
Redeemer.
And John, you know, is a great sound effects guy. So if you need like horses clopping and stuff like that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah.
I can neigh like a horse really good.
Yeah. Whoa, where was that horse just now? I thought there was a real horse in here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we're doing a little bit of that in our show. We're bringing some quote sound effects that, you know, that are sort of homemade, but not a ton. Since I bought the score, it did come with a lot of that. You know, there's bells and different things. But originally, the first, you know, for 10 or so years that I did this, I would bring some extra little props and make all the noises and all that.
I think that's cool. I love what... There used to be a TV show called... It was based on a radio station in the 40s in Pittsburgh. Yada, yada, yada.
Okay.
And their whole thing was, you know, they did all live, original... And that was the whole thing where the guy would have a couple blocks of wood and the guy was
talking. Oh, yeah.
Remember when.
Remember when. W-E-N-N. Yes. Yep. It was a great, great show.
That was a good song, too. Remember when? Remember that country song?
Oh, absolutely. Garth Brooks.
Yeah,
oh,
there,
yeah,
you go. There you go.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a great song. Okay, go ahead, Gizmo. I was just going to say that when I was out in New York, we went to the Rockettes.
I got to say this. No matter how cool you think you are doing that, he showed me his 8-track today of his
Oh,
dad.
Boy.
Yeah, and there were some risque songs on there, at least title-wise.
A friend of mine actually had an X-rated 8-track tape when I was a kid.
He
stole it out of his dad's stuff or whatever, and it was just the goofiest thing, man.
Oh, so he's got legit things. Just want to toss that out there.
But I went to a two-person play.
Okay.
Which was, you would have liked this.
I was in a two-person play one time.
This was, kind of a comedy. No, it wasn't a musical. They didn't have any music. They tried to sing a couple songs. But what it was about the... first two guys that kind of life wasn't going too well. They were both in the insurance business, and they started advertising injury lawyers out of Buffalo. And it's pretty cool how much money they made and how they got along, didn't get along. It was a good play. And it, again, 200 seats and sold out.
Yeah.
I don't know where they spent all their money. I'm looking around thinking, okay, there's just them on the stage.
Yeah,
there's two of them. So probably profitable for them. But anyway, I was happy for them.
Well, there's an
I was at a two-man play at ASU, an experimental theater called The Island. You ever hear of the play The Island? It's about two guys that are on like Devil's Island, and that's all they got is like each other kind of thing. And
that's what this was kind of. And it was easy to follow, and it was just 90 minutes, boom, no intermission, and then it was over.
So. I saw one in Sturgeon Bay like that. It was like Billy Returns from the War or something like that. I'm terrible
two
at titles.
People?
It was a couple of people, but it was mainly one guy that talked through the whole thing.
When was this?
It was a couple of years back.
Okay. Through UWGB?
I don't know.
It was during COVID.
This was before that.
Oh, it was before that. Yeah. And so it all had to be... over the computer. So I'm sitting in my living room as the narrator.
Oh, wow.
And then the other guy's doing stuff.
Really?
Yeah. We did a show like that for the kids' show. We did a kids' show that was through the internet.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And we had fake backgrounds and everything. It was cool.
I mean, that's the only way we could do it. Couldn't be in the same.
Yeah.
Nice that that didn't take over, because there's nothing like live theater.
Right.
You know, it's fun to hear the people laugh and applaud. Anyway. Yeah. All right, so we're going to see that the 20th, your place, not your place.
So the upside.
When I shot Lenny.
Yeah.
There wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Oh, wow.
And of Mice and Men.
Oh, yeah.
There was not a dry eye in the house. When I shot him, Jim, I'm serious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a serious moment. Absolutely. In that story, you know? Yeah, and it's,
right,
you know,
up there with.
Look, Lenny, can you see the rabbits? Yeah, George, I see them. Boom.
We laugh, but it is serious.
I know.
Very serious.
Wow.
Especially if you have somebody in your family that might have been like, you know.
This is just great music.
It
you have something
is.
A little more. What else you got going on that's festive? Let's talk about that when we come back.
Okay. All right.
Sounds good.
We got Gizmo in the house. Back after this. Coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
He knows if you've been bad or good. So
be good for goodness sake.
You better watch out.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Remember when?
It's a great song.
I was young.
Oh, it's actually Sarah said it's Alan Jackson's. Thank you, Sarah. Sarah's like our fact checker today. I like that, Sarah. Instead of just rips from Nikki. Todd, I haven't heard back. She texts me. She says, I need to see your steps for the weekend.
And you sent them?
Yesterday was 630 total steps. My goal is 10,000.
To the bathroom?
My goal is 10,000. Yeah. I did 630.
Oh, that is. Now, John, that is a lazy day.
Yeah.
6:30 for the whole day.
It was a terrible day. I watched football from start to finish.
Some of those days are okay to have. You know.
But you know what the worst part is?
Did you leave your apartment? No.
I was home. I was home for 3 days waiting for the TV to be delivered. Then I gave up. I didn't think it was going to be delivered on a Sunday.
I mean, 630 steps. Did you ever leave your building?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. That's what I thought. Because it's easy to pick up a couple hundred.
Yeah. No, wow. I didn't leave my building. I didn't leave my room. I watched the pregame show starting at like 10 or whatever, which was dumb. Then I watched the games. Then last night I watched Yellowstone, the new episodes of Yellowstone.
Yeah, you like that.
And it's down to like the very last couple of episodes for the whole thing. And I'm not going to do any spoilers, but you could tell they're really getting to the end because they're just killing people off. Yeah. Right. It's kind of like The Sopranos was.
Good stuff.
It's like, oh, the show's going to end anyway. Let's right. get rid of this character enough to pay this guy for a couple more weeks.
It's a comic book classic sort of ending, too. You know, all the comic book movies, they always end up killing a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're like, what are they doing?
Yeah. But then that other show, Billy Bob Thornton, Homeland, is really something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's how I spent my day yesterday.
I love a good
And the
classic.
Problem is, you know what the problem is? I want to lose weight.
Oh.
Not a great weight to lose, you know.
Well, you know.
But I had a pecan pie.
The whole thing?
I had it sitting there. And boy, every time you go up to get a glass of water or something, it's just beckoning.
Pecan pie. My wife used to give me a hard time about calling it pecan. She's like, yeah. A pecan is something you use in the woods.
Oh, man.
I would get...
Can I ask you this? If you're in the woods, why do you need a can?
I wouldn't, personally.
Okay, yeah.
Wow, that would be too much sugar. That's a lot of sugar.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible for
you. Did
you
make it?
Wow.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Maybe Julie did. I don't know.
Okay.
It's Landman, says Nikki. What am I saying?
I don't know. What did you
Homeland?
Say? Homeland.
Landman. Because somebody said it sounds just like the glam band.
Oh.
So Landman.
And that's, you're watching that?
Yeah. It's really good. Mm. It's really, really good. It's hardcore, but it's really good. So, yeah.
You know, the funny thing is
there's
so much.
That's another job I'd like to have then, eventually, work in the oil fields in Texas.
Oh.
And you had that opportunity.
Yeah. That's tough. You got to be kind of hardcore to do that.
I'm going
to
be hardcore when I'm older.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be like Biden on the way off.
Hardcore. Get out of my way.
Just flipping everybody off.
I'm serious.
I know. So what else going on, Gizmo?
Well, you know, like I said, the month of December, always stuff going on for Christmas. There's always something, you know, fun going on, Christmas related, if you will. Again, I'm doing my Christmas Carol on December 20th at the Green Bay Community Theater, but.
And that's a free event.
That is free. You know, awesome. Donations accepted, but it is free. It's like church. You know, it's free, but they love your donations.
Yeah.
You know? here's some stuff coming up that I'm going to probably check out. If you want to check it out, great. These are all things that are, not all, but some of them are more poetry related or, you know, that type of thing. Like this one is called Uncanny Voices, right? They're a group. They're actually a poetic group. They're local talented artists. They actually were part of that show that was at the Tarleton, the In Plain Sight. That's going to be at the Depot tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. If you want to go check it out, the Depot is the old, train station. What do you call it there?
Right.
Right on Broadway. There?
Sean,
yeah, yeah.
He's our buddy, John.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We like that place. They're having entertainment there. It's
Donald Driver.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Tell me a little bit more about.
I just use that for landmark.
So tell me a little bit more about that. So there's a show there.
It's put on by a group of local performance artists where they're all poets and writers, and they basically are going to put on a little performance piece, if you will. I don't know how long it'll go. It doesn't say.
Okay, cool.
You know, but it's all just right. a performance piece. It's something to check out if you're looking for that kind of thing. And then, you know, they're always welcome. If you get into that community, they're always welcoming, if you will, people that are writers or people that enjoy that sort of thing. So that's something worth checking out if you like that kind of thing. And speaking of local writers, there's a guy named Martin. Let me get his last name here. Prevost, P-R-E-V-O-S-T, Prevost, Prevost. Great local writer. He's done a few shows now at Green Bay Community Theater. He's doing one December 5th through the 15th called Dreaming of a Dark Christmas. Think about that for a second, right?
Yeah. All right.
How fun
he's
is
he's
that?
A great writer. He always puts in some really good stuff that makes you go, oh, you know, that kind of stuff.
Wow.
Get a little teary eyed if you're so inclined. I'm sure there's going to be some of that. He's that kind of guy. But great story. I'm looking forward to that one. And then Evergreen, speaking, going back to that, they're putting on, and this is it, the Charitable Sisterhood Christmas Spectacular. I know it's a mouthful, right? But it's actually a good show. And the cast, I do know most of the cast. They're all really great veteran, you know, actors that are just going to do a bang-up job, I'm positive. And that'll be at the new facility, the Cedar Creek Event Center in De Pere.
Yep, that's right off of, it's right off of 9th, right?
Yeah, right over by the McDonald's and all that in De
Pere. There's plenty of room there. I want to just say that, is that an original or is that a classic? I've never heard of that.
That's
where Country Kitchen used to be.
Yeah, it's over in that neighborhood. Yep. Now that's like a country bar or something, I think.
I think, sorry, Sidewinder? Something
like that.
Sidekicks?
Sidekicks, something like that, yep.
But that's where I want to get those little jukeboxes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's where they were.
Boy,
you're right.
That takes me back, yeah.
Yeah.
So that the Cedar Creek Event Center, Evergreen, that's where they do their new shows now. So that'll be going on there. And then jumping ahead to January, there's some stuff at Green Bay Community Theater. They're always doing stage readers theater type of stuff where they, and this is kind of a trend that's happening in the past few years, is where somebody presents a show, they want to, you know, try it, instead of presenting it to the committee that does that kind of thing, they'll do a read through, they'll have a reader's theater and everybody will, you know, have their script in hand and then they'll have an audience and they'll read it. And then they'll even have a narrator that reads the side notes that you wouldn't get, you know, but then they'll tell you, you know, at this point, someone comes out with a hammer, you know what I mean?
So are they auditioning or is that, are they have the part? Because they, it goes from being read to being performed, right?
Right.
I'd and be then good they, as the reader.
You
be
would
reader.
Be.
I'd be a good reader.
What, remember when that play, Missing Gene?
Yeah.
Okay. That day that it was packed. Did you read for that? It was packed at the Meyer Theater.
Did I? Oh. know?
Okay. But they had people up there that
same
were,
type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And then. I don't think he ever got the funding to put it on stage.
Okay.
But the reading was as...
The hardest reading thing I've ever done, or the most nerve-wracking, was with the orchestra or whomever in the park. Where I had to read... It was like
Shakespeare?
No. It's a patriotic thing. I had to read, like, I don't know if it was the Constitution or something, and time it with their music.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's tough.
I was sweating. My daughter is even at that. Who's at the park writing the thing. And she said, Dad, you're sweating.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Well, you're trying to keep an eye on that and the conductor and the whole thing.
And then the reading isn't performing, so you really have to perform through your voice.
Yeah.
And
right.
That's
yeah.
why that... But I'll tell you that the reading they had, it was different people, but it was like...
Yeah.
You could visualize it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It was, so when is that reading...
There's one coming up in January 18th called Stella and Lou, directed by Warren Elliott, another local great guy.
Do that, John.
I know. I could play Lou.
You know, I want to give a quick shout out to jumping into February. There's that Beatles tribute band, you know, American.
10 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
10
yeah.
seconds. 10 seconds.
He'll be coming up, too. We'll probably give
Good
him
a Good having you here, Gizmo.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Quick break. Back after us.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, we are matching again today, kind of, though, huh, with the grays?
A little bit the green.
Hey, Todd, what are we doing tomorrow?
Yes.
We have to match tomorrow.
We got to match.
Yeah, I'll wear my thingy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys are riding down with Nikki, though, right?
No, he doesn't want to come with us.
No, that's not true. I told somebody I would stop by her house, and she's only 92, on the way back. So I kind of put that on there.
Gotcha.
Unless you want to do that together.
We can wait in the car.
I thought if we have to spend time.
Oh, is it your mom?
Yeah.
Oh, if you're visiting your mom, go ahead. Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah, but I think I could leave my car in Appleton, we could ride to Oshkosh together. Because if you want us to do some business, advertising, that kind of stuff,
business.
I'm happy to do that.
Huh? Do some business.
I'm not too worried about
that.
Well,
I didn't know if that was the purpose of us riding together, if it was just being good conservative people like we are with gas prices.
I think it's so we don't get to Fond du Lac and realize we're
correct. That's
overshot.
Why she's really there.
Okay, yeah. I get that whole GPS
it's
thing.
It's to keep us
working.
More focused.
Okay.
So tomorrow, Pat Tracy's going to join us from Discover Oshkosh. David Rucker and Jody Vandermullen. David's from Bank First. Jody is with the Winnebago Home Builders Association. They're going to be in to talk about their Toys for Tots campaign.
Okay,
tomorrow.
Cool.
And then Dale Anderson's going to join us from the Military Veterans Museum in Oshkosh.
All fantastic. Love that place.
By EAA.
Yep.
Right there.
Right there, I should say.
Yeah.
Great. That'd be a fun show.
But it's not as lit up as it used to be.
That's
no,
not true.
That is not true.
They used to have that little fighter jet so much brighter.
I'm with John on that.
Yep.
How we could have missed that.
Well, here's the thing. There's so many things before that are lit up all the way down that way. It's unbelievable.
That day, though, they just...
They shut it down. Yeah, I told you.
And then Fond du Lac, too. I mean, you went right by Mercury Marine. You went by Johnson Street.
When we came back, I will say, when we turned around, it was like, wow, they must have just turned the lights on.
Yeah.
Because they were on when we came back.
Yep.
But not on the way down.
Nope. Yep. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
so always fun
there.
Going to Oshkosh.
Yes.
Always fun. So, Todd, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What does a Todd do for a Thanksgiving vacation weekend thingy?
I worked a little bit
each
day. Slept in till like 7 or 8 o'clock, which was absolutely incredible. There's nothing better than not waking up to a damn alarm at 3:30 in the morning.
It's not even a question.
Yeah, I would.
I hate it.
But
so I
know what's funny? You'd say, I woke up at, I fell asleep early last night. I went to bed like 9:30.
Yeah.
Okay. Slept till 3:30, which is great for me.
Yeah.
And
I take that.
But still, so I was up from 3:30 till when I would normally get up at 5:15 or whatever, right? Still ticked me off when that alarm went off. Even though I've been up, I still hated the sound of
There's
that.
Nothing worse.
Isn't that though? What is that? I don't know.
And I do that thing throughout the night because I'm always worried I'm going to oversleep. So I wake up like 3 or 4 times to check the time.
Yeah.
Yep. And last night was bad because I'd been off for a few days and I was really worried that, you know, whatever.
Is there anything that makes it easy to wake up? Any kind of a sound? I mean, you know, people try different things.
Right. Radio, music.
Yeah. But nothing.
I don't know. I don't use an alarm. I mean, I just wake up. You know what I mean? I have it set just in case, but I've never used it. It's been a year, right?
I've had a lot of people say they used to love waking up to me singing Happy Birthday.
Yeah.
That was at like 6:50 every morning. They loved that.
Okay.
For years they did that. I had a lot of people tell me that. Quick poll of my people listening.
A lot, yeah.
How many people loved waking up to me singing Happy Birthday back in the days, the other place?
Oh.
Quick poll. Yes or no? Okay. Yes. Yeah. I think it's going to be yes. We got Eric Spotholz coming up. Literacy Green Bay. It is Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday.
There's a lot of options to give to.
Yes.
So you want to, that's lots nice that doing that with Literacy
Green Bay. Peter and Tracy Fluke coming up. Winter safety for walkers and cyclists, which is important. By the way, I put a thing on my Facebook. For the first time in history, since I started writing books, I've got all 4 of my copies in print.
Awesome. That's awesome.
All 4 of them.
How are you doing on tape, books on tape or whatever that's called?
I got to get back to it.
Okay. I know you were working on it a couple months ago.
The tooth thing, and that kind of threw me off.
Oh.
Now I've got that flared up again. I feel like I can't enunciate. I feel like my tongue is too big and I can't enunciate or something.
It's not coming across bad on the air.
It feels like it, though, in my mind. It just does. It doesn't feel like I'm being crisp.
Then don't do it. Yeah, that's,
I know. So we're about a quarter of the way through. I mean, but if anybody wants to buy a full set of my books, full set.
What do you mean?
I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it got so quiet.
Yes.
And I was wondering why it got so quiet.
I'm just going to throw this out there. It's a special holiday rate.
Oh, that's okay. I'm waiting for
that's
that.
That's right. All right. If you guys let me finish, I need some drama here.
I thought you
I was had... called a setup, Jim.
Okay, wow. That's a
way to blow the setup.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
Okay.
$75.
All right.
$75 for the 4 set. Normally it'd be like $100 at most of the stores. $80 when I sell it at things.
How do they take advantage of that?
It's not a lot.
I'll meet you out back here.
Do you have cash discounts?
That's it. It's $75. That's the biggest discount ever.
What if
ever?
I give you cash so you don't report
I will,
it,
I
don't
will
pay
give
taxes.
You a round of applause.
So I was okay. Talk about.
So anyway, they come down here to the office, to the studio, and I will get it. So email me or email Todd. $75 for the entire 4 book set: Frontlines, European Theater of Operation, The Pacific, and 50 Strong.
Cool.
Boom.
I was showing John this picture I took.
This is amazing.
We're walking around New York, and there was, you know, a place to park. Now, we were taking Ubers, and we didn't have a car. But the parking, up to a half hour, $16.31 for a half hour. Get this, Todd. Monthly rate, $8.15.40.
Wow.
$10,000 a year.
To park your car.
So I was gonna say, those it's books like, let's are take a hell January of a deal. And half of February, and well, parking's taken care of, kids.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot. But, and it was a ramp. It wasn't like, you know, I mean, I guess that's all right.
But I know you said like your daughters like take trains all the time. I'm sure she doesn't have a car either. I'm sure. But what if you want to go visit somebody in a small town outside of New York?
They rent. They have that car. They rent cars to go just like to Boston.
Okay. Yeah, things like that.
They've done that. Okay. Yeah. You don't need a car there. And there's Uber everywhere.
Have you ever driven in New York? In the city?
No. You know what? No. I don't know. I haven't. That Uber, though, was great. There's one guy picked me up in a Tesla, which is almost like the Pope Mobile. It's all glass on top.
Oh, really?
That was cool. But yeah, I took a lot of Ubers because I was staying. two nights I stayed, like I told you, on Fifth Avenue because I see the parade. But the other two nights I stayed a little more in the Wall Street area. It was a little...
So you're talking about the Ubers and everything like that.
Oh, yeah.
And the Teslas and whatever. Oh, yeah. Okay. I was watching the ad for one of the shows, and it's like, and then just hit the button and fold your arms. I couldn't. Would you be able to do that? To sit in the driver's sit in the driver's seat and just hit a button and have it steer for you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to keep my hands off the wheel.
That's, I know.
I've got a friend in California who takes those all the time, and he's in the back seat, and it's just doing its thing.
Right.
No, thank you.
They're big in Arizona, and I was in Phoenix there a couple of years ago, too. I've seen all these people like that, and it's like, wow, I literally wouldn't be able to keep myself from grabbing.
The infrastructure is going to be put in now to... You know, to monitor all that, and that's the way cities are going to be. I mean, not out in the sticks, but in the cities. Yeah, it's all going to be driverless cars.
But I mean, what? Why? I mean, what's so hard about grabbing a steering wheel and?
Well, no,
steering?
It's great. Do you realize how that's going to change? Just the you're not going to need cars anymore. Think about that. Garages, how that's going to affect us.
How will you not need cars anymore?
It's going to be so reliable. You don't need it. It's going to be like this.
You're gonna, on demand?
Like,
yeah, it's going to be on demand.
Car.
A car show up to take you.
If you want to go from here to whatever, it's got to be within the system, but you're not going to need cars anymore. Like, I wouldn't need a garage anymore. I mean, I'd take a car here.
Party house.
Right, there you go.
You wouldn't host any more of those freak-offs, though, would you?
Not after he got his lube bill back. I'm going to give myself a bell.
You got to give yourself a bell on that one. Yeah.
What did he say?
Nothing. You don't want to know.
No, I didn't get it.
Forget it.
I don't like when I'm out of the loop.
No. It's okay. Don't worry about that at all.
Come back.
It's fine.
Baby oil. Come on.
You're good to go. You're good. Yeah. You see where he tried getting out of bail and the judge is like, nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Oh, I know.
Nope. I mean, he's in a bad place.
Yeah. If he gets out, I mean, what would you do? I mean, really, even though it's not really, you'd flee.
If he got out on bail?
Uh-huh.
Oh, without question.
Yeah, and they said, well, we're going to have security around his house. I mean, you got
to
take
it. What's the difference if he gets convicted? He's in prison for life anyway, right. Versus taking a shot and going to anywhere. Where's Biden going? Angola someplace?
Right. Exactly, where they're
going
to protect
buy
you for
your, exactly. Right. Buy your freedom.
And they're going to say, well, that wouldn't happen. He's got an ankle bracelet. Oh, no one's ever gotten away with one of those.
Yeah.
But then if you have security there, I don't know. Don't you think you could buy somebody?
I would try to get a job on like a fishing boat.
Yeah, they're going to follow his. Well, I'm sure they're.
But I'd cut off the thing and then I'd get a job on a fishing boat.
I would.
And I'd change my name, obviously.
I wouldn't. You know what I would do? I would find a country that is not. Gonna extradite me, you know, a country, and that might be tough. And then I would just perform. I would make money, and that's really sticking.
I'm with you, but I'd
set up my whole new life there. But getting out of here is gonna be tough.
That's the hard part. But I think you could hire somebody. We get that kind of money.
Right.
You could hire somebody with a boat. He'll pick you up in Miami or Los Angeles, and he'll take you out to another boat. Okay, and then that boat will drop you off, and they'll continue to Paraguay or whatever. I'm telling you.
But you've got to make an ankle bracelet exactly to monitor, and that's got to take
over. Can't just cut it off if you're out in the ocean?
No, but they're tracking you to the boat. See, that's the problem with that thing.
I know, but then you throw it overboard, and then you get another boat.
They're going to know when you're going to the boat. That's why you got to get a tracking device that kind of stays in your apartment, and then that's how you escape.
So cut it off in your apartment and leave your apartment.
Yeah.
No, but no. Once you cut it off, it's an alarm.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, okay. All right.
So what's
how about this?
You make one exactly like it that takes over the signal.
How do you make one? Who knows how to make an ankle bracelet?
With all that money?
Nobody knows how to make an ankle bracelet.
I don't know. You've got a fisherman who's going to take you out.
I don't know. I think you could. That would be a challenge, but that would be
What if you did this?
Doable.
What if you cut it off?
I would do it.
You paid somebody. I'm going to pay you $500,000. Get in your speedboat. I'm going to cut off my ankle bracelet. Then I'm going to hop in another boat. I want you to go as far as you can to some uninhabited island, drop it off there, and then go wherever you want. Mm. What do you think about that?
I don't think you have the time to do that. I think you've got to set up a decoy. Mm. I just don't think you're going to have the time to cut it off, get up to the boat, get to the airport.
Two old men.
Exactly.
Talk about how to get off an ankle bracelet. Is there anybody less credible talking about that subject than us?
All right.
Here's what you got to do. You got to get the clippers out. because those are hard plastic.
I'm sitting here writing I'm writing the rundown of the show. And I'm like, somehow the conversation turns
how to get rid of an ankle bracelet and escape.
For Diddy.
Yes.
We're helping him.
Wow. Got a text there. Civic Media should get one of those on-demand cars when you guys have to road trip to Oshkosh.
See, that would be perfect.
That is a good point.
We just get in the back seat. We could do our prep work there.
Plenty of time for that. and then after 56 minutes, we can.
That's funny. I was going to say that after a minute, we could get back to doing something else.
Yeah.
But okay.
All right.
Anyway. All right. So let's talk about what you're going to do in preparation for the holidays. All the stuff that we talked about, these people coming on, Toys for Tots, giving, working at the homeless shelter. What are you going to do to get into the spirit, or are you there?
Well, I want, when Ben and Deanna Malcor come here, I want to bring them some toys.
Cool.
Because they're doing for Berkshire Hathaway.
And you've been very generous to the homeless shelter about getting men's clothes so that they can, when they go out and interview. And
I don't want this to be a year of buying stuff. I want to be a year of seriously giving stuff.
That's awesome.
Doing stuff like that. Yeah. We've talked. We're not going to, you buy stuff and you just buy stuff.
Right.
And it's like, the sake of buying stuff is, don't need that anymore.
No, that's great.
Yeah.
And couple of these, like I said, just to go to, what's going on Discover Green Bay or what's going on Oshkosh, there's so many things to do to get you in the spirit. Like I said, these plays, these musicals, gizmos, things. So, it's going to be here before you know it, right? What's today? Second, third, 20 days?
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's a couple of weeks and it's like there, bing, bada bing.
But you can give me some. You can get me a gift. Put you in the spirit, John. Oh, my radio guy.
Todd, how's the Civic Media budget for...
It's not good. Not good.
Not good. We had a tough year, folks.
All right. We're rolling in it.
I always like finding something unique for people. Something really unique.
Right. And
out of the blue.
Yes.
Kind of.
I would agree.
Where that's they would never expect type thing.
So it was cool to go to that antiquarian show.
Yeah.
Cool stuff there. Anyway, experiences is what people are looking for, so...
I feel bad I didn't build more...
birdhouses.
Yeah.
Man, that is on everyone's list.
I know. Well, you can still order them. It'll just be a little bit of a delay. We got to send a quick break. Mine on the Mayor, back after this.
It's the right time. It's the right time to rock the night away.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
On the tree.
Oh, man. Don't you think we have to pick up the pace a little bit?
Why don't you just ease into the mood, Jim? Pick up the pace, these songs.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll switch spots with you. You come in here. You can choose all the music you want. You can push all the buttons.
I love this song. This is great. Oh, yeah. Great selection. This is great.
I guess, welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. One of those things, though, too, Todd, got to be honest with you here. With Christmas music, when you work at radio stations that put, I had one on when I was in my garage, and locals say, I think out of Manitowoc, and it's all Christmas music. So when you work at a TV, at a radio station that starts it, then boy, does it get old down the road, huh, Todd?
That's all it is? 100%, I bet that would.
I have to tell you, so over the weekend, one of the stations I work for outside the state went all Christmas. I'm in charge of putting that all together, putting all the music in, putting all the Christmas imaging in, all the Christmas jingles,
I can see where that's a lot.
And it's a short span this year, so it started on Friday of last week.
Yeah.
But it'll be over soon,
and
then you got to switch everything back.
It's
a lot of freaking work.
It is. It's not as much fun as people think.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And they get tired of those same old songs.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to mention one other thing you asked me before I left. Getting from the airport to your daughter's house in Manhattan or Brooklyn, wherever they live, Uber, there's the train, there's bus, but that helicopter, it lands on 34th Street. That's where it lands. That's where
on
the
top
helicopter
of a building?
Pad is. No, I think there's a helicopter pad. I didn't take it, but it's $160 a person. But if it's busy and it's traffic... An Uber during, what's that called when they all...
rush hour?
No, they kind of raise the prices. Surge pricing can be $120. So you're talking about...
For a car ride?
Yeah.
Or for the helicopter ride?
No, the helicopter's like $160. The highest a car ride would be 120. So would you pay $40 to save that time?
Yes.
I would.
So would I. Yeah, I would too. No question.
So I want to try that next time. I just want to give that a whirl.
That sounds pretty cool.
That would be cool. But you'd have to go by yourself because there's no way it's a good deal if you got to bring somebody with you.
Right. Because Uber would be one price no matter how many people, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you mean. But I think I would try it one time. Well, I think just flying over New York City would be pretty cool.
You can write half of it off as a tour.
I know. So going between the buildings and
everything.
Yeah,
you'd ask me about that, but it's close to where I could walk then from where.
But I think you know what? You're talking about these remote controlled cars or things like that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's ever going to be like people love their car. Like I can't picture some guy who drives a big F-150 truck or Hemi or whatever. I can't believe they would ever give that up, no matter what.
But do kids, you know, I say kids, like 20-year-olds, are they into cars like we are?
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not.
You know?
But every guy I know has a truck. You know what I mean? I'm the only guy I know who doesn't have a truck.
Or, you know, you get a little bit older, like a nice car. And I think people love that. And they don't know if they had,
car on demand
or a train. I don't know.
People and their cars have a certain affinity.
But. What I'm saying is that us, like 20-year-olds,
that generation,
I'll tell you what the NFL did right is I think people were starting to worry that at a time where the youth isn't into sports like we were.
Right.
But they are.
Oh, yeah. The gambling has made a big difference.
But I think.
I think
more kids are playing sports in school than ever before, too, because there's so many different sports now.
Except for football.
Yeah.
But the Packers, you look around, there's a lot of 20, 25-year-olds who would give a lot to go to a Packer game. You know what I mean?
Oh, no question about that.
What I was going to say is I thought there was a time when they talked about, you know, are we going to attract the millennials? Are we going to attract these younger generation people to come to the game and to follow football? And whatever they've done, I know they are. And I think that's like cool.
But I'm going to be honest with you. You have no idea how big the gambling is right now.
That's probably
with young guys,
one of the hooks.
Young people. I mean, they just sit there on their – and the problem is – you and I can experience this too. You know, you lose a couple, and it's like, oh, I got to make that up. And they chase, you know, on their phone. I know so many people are so into that you can't believe
it. And they're paying to go to the game, but they can't afford homes and they can't afford cars. I mean,
I just think that is something that somebody should do a study on this. How you support these people, you're making whatever, it's $20, $25 an hour, you know, $30,000, $40,000 a year.
Yeah.
What I just, and yet they're paying these people who are making millions in a. Well, in a month. And there's no, like, jealousy. It's like, and they can't wait for the autograph. And
well, like the guy who got get suspended, where he hit Trevor Lawrence in the face with that forearm yesterday.
Yes, yeah.
Real cheap shot. Horrible cheap shot. If he gets suspended for a game, it's $114,000 a game. So, I mean, can you imagine when you get your check this week?
Yeah.
I just made $114,000.
Well, look at.
I mean, I can't even imagine what that'd be like to make $100,000. Like every week, I would take it in cash.
I'd take it for the year.
Yeah, right. And they make that every game.
Yeah.
And you look at these coaches, like we were talking about, you know, that making $12, $13, $14 million a month.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of money.
I know. That's why I can't understand when these people, like Kirk Cousins, he was making hundreds of millions with the Vikings. But he said he had to make sure his family was taken care of. It's like, really? So that's why he left the Vikings and signed that huge contract with Atlanta. And now he's kind of sucking this year.
Right.
And it's like, you're still going to owe, I mean, even Rodgers, I think they're going to owe him $23 million if he doesn't play next year. Yeah. And I mean,
think
it's ridiculous. It's monopoly money.
But I think what's weird about that is the people supporting him don't make near that. They're
not
even a fraction
not.
Of it. And they're giving up quite a bit. I mean, even a game is what, $125, $150 to go to a game? And
I want to say 1968, the average salary in the NFL was $23,000 a year.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, that I would go to a game to support that. I would support that.
Isn't that amazing when you think of that?
So I chose this music because I'm imagining Jim flying over the skies of New York, getting off in the...
Helicopter. I
can
see it.
This is what I hear in the background.
I can totally see it.
I can see that. I can feel it.
Flying through the building.
Right.
Taking a hard turn there.
When he gets off.
All right, we're taking her down.
Wind in his hair.
You jump off.
Right. Get my little briefcase.
Rudy Giuliani is waiting for you.
His long jacket.
I need some help. I got to hit a quick break. I brought in a heavyweight from Green Bay. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.